They get out there and lay block
Blog
one day.
Talk radio.
They may lay 10 to 15 blocks in a day. Tomorrow, the next day they show up, you don't see them nowhere on the scaffold trying to lay no block. They want to be they'll do everything but move with that block. Oh, thank you, baby. Mm-hmm. Pick up that back. Bending over, leaning over them scaffolds, man. Doing that with 45 pounds all damn day long. Can't be good for you.
Oh,
out to meet Pooh Neek Plumbing. Unless you don't go back to the state without outhouses. In that case, if you're going back to the days of outhouses, you don't need plumbing. You can just spring, summer, winter, fall, just go to outhouse. There go your plumbing. Hallelujah. It should make us sick in this generation to see how we pale in comparison to our grandfathers and grandmothers. Because this generation is soft. Are y'all hearing me? This generation is so soft to the point that to me, as a man, I literally get disgusted. And you understand what I mean? I get literally disgusted, man. And I'm like, man, most of y'all, he fought me, he birthed me at the right time, man, because I can't stomach the weakness of this generation. I just can't, man. Jesus, come. Please come.
Yeah.
All right, how we coming in, Israel? We in here just having a discussion. We talking, you know what I mean. Glory to the King. Hey, it's good to have each and every last one of you here with us here tonight on this particular broadcast. We can only hope that those of you that have been on the highways and the byways and the hedges and in the wood line, the tree line, and doing everything else for Israel, that you made it back respectively to your places of dwelling. Man, tonight we got a 25-year dignitary in here visiting us tonight. Deacon Bell. This is going to be he decided to grace us with his presence after being on Blog Talk for 12 years now, something like that. I don't know what's taking so long. What took you so long, Deacon? You just felt annoying tonight, right?
Yeah.
You felt annoying. Hey, what can you do about it? We feel conviction, man. Hey.
Just
got to come out every once in a while now. Hallelujah. And Deacon Bell been old shoot here on the land in the ministry from the very beginning. Hallelujah. One of the last, we got to come up with a new word because we ain't Mohicans. Everybody know the story, or they know the movie called The Last of the Mohicans, but you know what I mean. We something else. Brother Lot says, bless you, shepherd. I come humble. I admit, I doubted the speaking in tongues following the Holy Spirit. But I was corrected during your last Sabbath service. When I spoke in tongues, hallelujah, thank you, man. Y'all all praises to the Most High. Yeah. Hallelujah. You know, I had people actually write in to me and tell me that they actually received the baptism of the Holy Spirit during service. See, that's what it's all about right there. So what's everybody else going to do? When you, you see what I mean? And this is the person that said they doubted. Thank you for your offering, too, man. Nice little offering there. This person said they doubted. What do you do? See, when the spirit of truth comes, when people hear the truth.
Come on.
That's what it's all about. People getting really filled. So what we came up with, our conclusion, TJ, was that when we was down there talking, I said, why do y'all think that TJ doubt me so much? I said, I know what it is. Because he grew up as a PK and he seen all that bullshit that was going on PK. So he got a stigma now. That was me and McNabb talking. He's like, oh, shit, man. It's probably, hey, man, we got to get that spirit off of him, man. Hallelujah. Can't blame, man. You get traumatized, man. You see all the hypocrisy and shit, man. That's traumatic. You could have post-traumatic stress disorder for all that shit. Hey, Mike Winsberg, man, did you get the plug in, man? Did you get the plug in? Y'all ever heard of Kenneth Copeland? Israel, come on, man. Let me know if you got that plug in tonight, man. You may have forgot. No, the Kenneth Copeland plug.
Yeah, we got it.
You got it in tonight?
Yeah. I don't have it up there, but we'll get it in a couple minutes.
Let me know when you got it in, man. You can go ahead and interrupt me anytime. This damn asshole is up here cutting his hand, along with another preacher, squeezing blood off of the grape juice, Jesus said, this is my body and my blood.
And then they, this other one cut this man just like a bunch of damn Neanderthal Vikings, man. Squeezing it off into a damn cup of grape juice. And then they mixed the blood and the grape juice together, and then he drank it. Ain't y'all glad the Most High God showed y'all the truth, man? If you ain't never been proud of being an Israelite, man, when you see all this stuff right here, man, you got to be proud of being an Israelite. I am.
Yes, sir.
They're going to pull it up, man. Y'all don't believe it, do you? I'm sure y'all believe, man. These folks have, man, they crazy, man. He is literally drinking his blood and the blood of another man in grape juice. Then he tells them, y'all need to do this as often as you can. You know, it says on the first minute is off. I tell you, man, thank the Father for the spirit of truth. But like we said, man, there was a lot of people, man. I mean, I got all types of communicators of people got edified on that last message. What are you going to do? We need the Holy Spirit, man.
Yes,
who told us we didn't need to get it the same way they got it after the first century? You understand what I mean? See, a long time ago, they used to have a monopoly on religion. And remember, the people were forbidden to read and write way back then. The common people didn't read and write in societies, only the priest. So they could tell you anything. And then they used that fear of religion to control the people. And so when the English people came along and said, man, we're going to translate this thing and so that everybody, even the common folks, can get the same book in their hand and nobody can be deceived, they learned how to deceive people even while they got the book in their hand now. Because you know the reason why? They know people ain't going to read it. How in the world can you read something, somebody can tell you what it is, and you never use self-autonomy? We did that even in Christianity, let you know that reading comprehension that we learned from the public food system, it didn't amount to nothing. How do you celebrate a Christmas? There he is, look. Look at him right there, y'all. Look. He just took it and squeezed it off in that cup. Then this guy cut his hand. He squeezed it off in the cup. Look, squeezed his blood off him. Look, and look at it. The good thing you don't hear is blood either. You don't need it, man. He sounds demonic and everything. Then they're going to mix them together. Put it all in one cup. Then he's going to probably get out of here. Mind you, and this guy's in his 80s. And he looks pretty damn good for being in his 80s. That reminds me of what David said. I wonder why the wicked live so long, go down in the grave with full strength. Then I remember. You remember that? That's all. And he's up there, and this guy sitting up there, head bobbing and knobbing and weaving and stuff, man. That's a sucker born every day. And some people would look at that mess. And then of all people, he mentioned Judas. Now, you know good damn well if you're 80 years old, you ain't, your hair ain't no damn funeral attire, Pirelli Goodyear black. People got an identity crisis, don't they? And this demonic, if that's good enough, man, don't oppress the things too much, man. Thank you very much. It is so sick and so sad. And mind you, God delivered us from that because he's one of the premier Christian teachers. What flavor of religion did you grow up in, Ryan?
I mean, I didn't grow up in Christianity, but...
You didn't? What'd you grow up in? Nothing? You like Brother Scott. Bro, y'all, man, Bro Scott, his parents was flat-out atheists, as not. They ain't believe in y'all. They believe in science. Now, y'all understand what that is when you had no religion and then y'all still get you? They let you know you've been called by the Most High Yah. Because only God can change your course. Nobody can change your course. Now, I remember when Bro Scott first heard me, man, he turned around, he told Angelica, he told his wife, get over here and sit down and listen. Y'all was just, see, y'all used a man to preach, but the Holy Spirit is the one that brought about the conviction. Y'all know what it is when y'all dealing with you. Hey, my brother out there. You know, we got a couple of retired master sergeants in the ministry too, my brother. Sergeant first class is all kind of flavors. He said, close to Yah means Shabbat Shalom, shall the pulpit pimps are under a strong delusion that Yah sent them because they don't love the truth. You got that right. Glad I found straightway, spearheaded by a righteous man of true grit. Well, hallelujah. Thank you, my brother. Glad that you're here, man. Hope you and your family enjoy the Shabbat. Hope that you called in and left your number there, man, so we can get in touch with you so that you can get some leave in and we get busy. Well, we got some people from all walks of life in this. And then we got straightway Arkansas, the Ark. Hallelujah. We had two that received a baptism of the Holy Spirit while we were in Goshen last Sabbath. Yeah, man. That's weird to get it done, too. Yeah. Yeah, isn't that beautiful? But see, that's what it's all about, though. That's how you know that the message didn't come back void. It went out and set out to accomplish what that it was intended to do. Preach the word. People see the Holy Spirit. All they need is some understanding. That's where I come into play. And I will give you pastors. So who gets glory?
Yeah.
Because who gets pastors?
Yeah.
According to.
Yeah.
Now, y'all know I'm a shepherd according to Israel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I am. Want to feed you with knowledge and understanding. Amen. You see the old lead singer in the band? In y'all band? Johnny sent him out to the man. Somebody, I hope that the cancer didn't spread far. Somebody, Johnny don't look like you, brother. He's younger than you. Johnny look like he been rolled up hard and hung out wet hard. Huh? He does. The lead singer of that band. I sent him a picture, man. He's in the hospital getting ready to get operated on. I hope everything comes out well for him. I grew up with Johnny. Johnny's the one who told him about me. Go figure that out. Johnny look like he about, you know, he passed, you know, 80, 90s. He looking rough, man. Brother Lee, the boxer. Shabbat Shalom, faithful to make it to another Sabbath and faithful for the time that I've been given. Man, we should all be thankful for that grace and that mercy. I mean, you're right about that. You're right about that. All right, now, tonight, I am actually going to, I want everybody undivided attention. I don't even mind in the chat room that if you want to ask a question, I may get to it, I may not get to it, but I may see it after the broadcast. I don't mind if you ask a few questions in there, because tonight what we're going to do is we're going to continue on forward with the messages that I've been doing on Patreon for the last 3-4 weeks, if y'all been paying attention. Because y'all have to understand, I am the man of Yah in this generation for straightway. I'm not a pastor or a shepherd to the whole world. Only to those who Yah grants and give us the ears to hear. Does that make sense? And I take it seriously. So, on my watch, when somebody is policing the flock of Yah, you understand what I mean? And embezzled funds up to, you know, with the saints, up to about $850,000, I take that personally, because that's done on my watch. Now, don't get me wrong. We've done everything we could do. We've had meetings in the right teaching. We tell people, listen, y'all, I want everybody to understand this in straight way. All right? There's a lot of things that we've got to set in order so that y'all can comprehend how that the ministry is supposed to run. And if you see it running any other way, we have an open door policy. But the saints of the Most High God, everybody needs to understand, all community heads, all pastors, all elders, all community heads and leaders, the Israelites, they don't belong to you. And you're not lords over them. They belong to the Most High God. And your job is to make sure that you lead and guide the right way. Now, there will be reproofs, there will be corrections, there will be rebukes. But they belong to the Most High Yah. He birthed them by his blood. And everybody that's in leadership position, you better make damn sure that you're not policing the flock of Yah, and you better make damn sure that you're walking in the fear of Yah, that you're not lording over Yah's heritage out of which he gave himself his body and his blood. It's some serious stuff.
Hallelujah.
I'm serious. And it's a fearful thing. And so we have a way. Y'all, I'm going to say this again. I have been living homestead / community for 30 years. Can somebody say 30 years?
30 years.
Where were you at 30 years ago? Y'all getting that? That means I've seen you somewhere before. Not only have I seen you, there's something that goes on when you have time and tenure, that when you go places, you see things that other people don't see because they don't have the experience. The whole idea is to help us all grow along and get along farther. But I'm watching, and I've watched over the years, and this is where y'all notice in these last few, all these messages and stuff, I've been really coming down hard, especially calling people's names and everything, been policing the flock of Yah and all that other stuff, right? It literally upsets me because what we're in, we're in a stewardship, and we have to give an account for our stewardship. But if we're having these meetings and leadership realizes that something is wrong, and you don't start singing and stuff because of some type of spirit of fear, had to be some type of spirit of fear. Because y'all have to understand, y'all don't have the experience, you don't have the time or the tenure. Does that make sense?
Sure.
I mean, all of the communities, with exception of Straightway, all of the communities except for Straightway, they're 20 years behind us. Every single one of them are 20 years behind us at most. Now, I don't even think we have even a community that, besides Straightway, that even has 10 years of experience as a community. And I'm making this up. That's about right, right? Because all the communities pretty much came in the last decade. We've had South Carolina with us longer than anybody. And we've seen how that worked out. We were building the community then. And still didn't get to it because the elder decided he was going to steal y'all's land. I'm going to say a lot of things tonight that I hope it irritates you, but it's going to be the truth. I want everybody in the ministry to understand the way that this ministry runs. That's the reason why I talk about all these things, because I don't want you being policed or deceived because you have a certain outlook by people or they're representing themselves a certain way. And then when you come to Straightway, you got questions in the back of your mind because they don't operate the same way we do, nor when you hear them speak, they don't operate in the same spirit and the same vein that we do. The book says that we should all speak the same thing. Isn't that right?
That's right?
That we should be joined together in one heart, one soul, one mind, one spirit. So we're going to set everything in order so that all of us would know, kind of like the law. The Most High Yah intended that the law for all of us to know the voice and the will of Yah from the least of us until the greatest of us. And when everybody knows, nobody stands there. I mean, a few people stand. The amount of people that could possibly be deceived is lessened.
Yes.
Thank you, Brother Rob. Brother Gaylor. I'm so thankful y'all brought me and my family out of Christianity. Bless you, Chef. Hallelujah. Brother Jamil. Thank you, Brother Jamil. Hallelujah. Shabbat Shalom, Israel. Hallelujah. But y'all need to hear this. So there won't be no room for misunderstanding. Y'all know exactly what the mind of Pastor Dowell is. So we're going to get into this. But before we get started, we're going to go over here and read 2 Corinthians chapter 11. We talk about this stuff in leadership meetings and stuff like that, but you know what? The next time we have a leadership meeting, all leaders and their families should show up, because we're going to give y'all a holiness ethics class. The way that people, especially leadership, should be behaving, because the way that you go is the way that communities go, the way that the homesteads go. Does that make sense? If they don't see it out of you, they're not going to do it themselves. You got very few people that can actually, you know, it's not even designed for you to surpass your leader. You can meet up to the standard and condition. The only way you can surpass him is after death. Now, you can surpass your leader being worse shit. There are good leaders and bad leaders, just like there are good saints and bad ain'ts. That make sense? But you need to believe what your eyes tell you. It ain't that hard to discern. You need to figure out exactly what's going on so that you don't be deceived. And when if there's a chance and possibility that leadership calls you on the carpet because of something could be going on in a homestead or community, when we give you the opportunity to sing and tell, snitch gang, you need to be speaking, because we're trying to preserve Israel. This ain't got nothing to do with favoritism, my brother and sister. Ain't got nothing to do with the damn hole. I'm a man of truth, if y'all understand that. I'm a man of truth, and I live by this truth. Hallelujah. And that's just the way it's going to be. I didn't sit up here and sacrifice my life so that I could bring in a bunch of damn jackals, spiritual jackals, to hijack the ministry of Yah and then tear it up from the ground up. Yahshua said to me the same thing he said to Peter, you love me, feed my sheep. You love me, feed my sheep. You love me, feed my lambs. Hallelujah. So we're going to get into the nitty-gritty tonight. Ain't nobody, when I get finished tonight, there will be no room for misunderstanding in any way, shape, or form. If you don't understand what I'm saying tonight, I understand this generation. Because a lot of people and a lot of things, they're ignorant. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
But we're dealing in a generation today that is willfully ignorant. Now, that's the difference between being ignorant and then willfully ignorant. You can actually have the know-how, the comprehension, the understanding, and still choose to be ignorant.
Yes.
To try to ignore. That's called willfully ignorant. You understand that? So, man, we're going to lay it to the line here tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want everybody to know the way the protocol feels. Jesus, go ahead and read 2 Corinthians chapter 11. We're going to read it for a while. And then we're going to chime in for a second. We're going to get on with it. Come on.
Would you, y'all? You can bear with me a little in my folly.
Cut that off a second.
And indeed, bear with me.
Uh-huh.
For I am jealous over you with a godly jealousy.
Come on.
For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Messiah. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve.
Y'all hear that? So we need to understand that Paul realizes that everything that he's doing, he's centering your attention on one husband. The way that this is written, he's not envious of that husband at all. Are you following me? He's loving this. Because that's the whole purpose of him being called. But he did not ignore the fact that the enemy is still at hand. Read on.
As the serpent beguiled Eve.
As the serpent did what?
Beguiled.
Watch this. Through his what?
Through his soul.
Through his deceit. Through his treachery. Through his cunning ways. Is that right? So your what?
So your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Messiah.
It really ain't all that hard. Now, let me say this for a second. How many of y'all realize that the majority of the sins you ever done in life came after conversion? That means you didn't, you had your little sins, what you call sins. But, man, it wasn't until you got filled with the Holy Spirit, you got converted, and you started working out your salvation with fear and trembling, then you start finding out what's really deep inside of you. If you never even was introduced to this walk, you wouldn't even know what was in you.
That's true.
See, y'all call them little bitty sins. Going out here and getting some Wu-Tang, getting drunk and doing drugs and all that, which is the majority of stealing something like that, majority of sins. But you didn't never capitalize on witchcraft.
Well,
I'm honest, yeah. But when the law clearly says suffer not a witch to live, well, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that you did didn't even call for the death penalty. But then when you come over here, you find out, what the world? That's some wicked ways in me. That's what deliverance comes in.
Oh,
that's what deliverance comes in.
Yeah.
Ain't no man, hey, how many people ever repented for being envious? See what I'm saying?
Come on.
It's the mercy. It's the goodness of God that leads us to repent. Leads us to repent even after conversion. Yes. That's why we're working out of salvation. If we were already done at conversion, then we would already be perfect. But we keep finding ourselves falling short, weighed in the balance, and we need the Savior every day.
Yeah.
Now, you may not need him, but I need him. I look at this flesh just like old Paul says. Man, who can deliver me from the body of this death? I thank my
God. Yeah.
Oh, through the Messiah, Yahshua HaMashiach.
Yes, hallelujah.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah.
With this flesh, the law of sin, but with my mind, the law of God, man.
Hallelujah.
And most of you people, you believe because you got filled with the Holy Spirit and you converted, you think you already holy. You holy, you full of holes.
Definitely.
But you ain't holy meaning set apart.
Good.
Why? Because you still got attitude problems. You still got anger and hatred in your heart. You still experience malice when you're talking to your brother and sister. You can't deal with them out of pure heart or pure conscience. You have a visceral attitude towards them as if you were dealing with the damn heathen in the world. You ain't yet been perfected in love. You got phileo love down, but you don't know what that agape is.
Uh-oh.
Don't charity something long?
Yeah.
Kind?
Yeah.
Vulner not itself?
Yeah.
That, what is that, Pastor Dow?
Yeah.
Believe me, I get it. I get it. How can a man live by the word if you don't put the bread in it? Put the bread in me, you got to eat his word. Some of you don't even spend an hour a week in the word, much less in prayer. We look out. Some of us, we are just fine being mundane. Mediocre. I'm serious. We are comfortable. Isn't that not a word that's in the scripture says, woe to them that are at ease. In fact, you can literally be in Zion and have a woe. Even as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Messiah. Verse 4 teaches.
For he that comes preaches another Messiah.
Did somebody come and preach another Messiah? And how would you know if you don't know the real Messiah yourself? Come on.
Whom we have not preached.
Whom we have not mentioned. Have we not preached? We not proclaimed. You might what?
Or if you receive another spirit, which you have not received, or another gospel, which you have not accepted, you might bear with him.
Now, let's stop for a second. Do y'all understand that there are ways that are still in us that are deceptive, that are weak, that we have not yet come to grips with yet? See, don't y'all make the mistake. I understand that when we see the Holy Spirit, that is just our entrance and doorway. That is our down payment. That's our earnest money. The Most High y'all put down on us. Because he has an expectation of us. But that don't mean that we've arrived. Just because you see the brothers and sisters jumping and screaming and shouting and praising Yahweh on the feast days, that don't mean that they've arrived. They still got a journey to walk. To walk. Yes, you do. You got to walk this and work this thing out. And see, we make the mistake of assuming that everybody is like us. That's the case. Now, some of you ain't deceived. Everybody like you, then you know you ain't shit. Now, you just lying, go and tell the truth. Ain't no need in trying to paint and blur the lines. This is getting the way it is. But there are people who are actively, legitly, working out their soul salvation. They're doing it with fear and trembling. But there are most people, they're just here existing. Nobody can take credit for your conversion but Messiah. Read on.
Well, I suppose I was not away behind the very chiefest apostles. But though I be rude in speech.
All right, I'm going to get real rude in speech tonight. I'm going to give y'all a heads up before time. I'm going to get rude because I'm going to be truthful. Rude in speech. So Paul already knew he was rude in speech, but yet not in what?
Yet not in knowledge.
Well, read on.
But we have been thoroughly made manifest among you in all things.
In other words, I can say like Paul said, what you see in me, hear, do. Because I don't live my life on hypocrite. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Whatever you see me, I don't care if it's preaching, ministering, teaching, walking, living, working, or whatever it is. I don't live my life on hypocrisy. What you see in me, you can take it to the bank, and you should be able to get some money for it. Because it is what it is. I don't boast myself outside of my measure, or above measure, or in another man's measure. That make sense? You're looking at the real deal. And I say all praises to the Most High God.
All praises
to the Most High God.
Because it's him who one who's called me and ordained me from my mother's womb. That we should bring forth this particular type of set apart nation in the midst of a wicked and perverse generation in this time that we're in. Come on.
Have I committed an offense?
Now here's the part right here. Now the world don't know Pastor Dow. You in the ministry, y'all know me. The world thinks I'm rude. I am obnoxious. I ain't bad now. Let me think about it. You got a world that's steeped in lies and fairy tales. How in the hell can they discern right from wrong when they can't even, they don't know right from wrong. They don't know the truth from the fairy tale. You don't believe me? How many Christmas decorations y'all passed this past week? And these people carry the same book you carry. Are you serious? But most people that know me, they know I'm a very humble man. And Paul said this, I have committed an offense in abasing myself so that you could be exalted. Be exalted. So let's go look at that word, abasing. See what it says. He says, in abasing, in other words, I've depressed myself. I brought myself low. I made myself humble so that you could be exalted. You would think that when people would see this humility, it would embolden them to have the same type of humility. But it doesn't. Most people look at it as a means to take advantage. Most people look at it as a mean to take advantage. And they come up with creative ways to deceive the people. That's called fleecing the flock of Yah. Because I started off by telling you, all of us, that the Messiah is the one who purchased us with his own blood. And he put you in his ministry, he put you in his body in a particular place for you to perform. Somebody got one talent, somebody got two talents, and somebody got five talents. Don't you assume automatically you got five when you got one. Or you got five when you got two, because one that got five that's shown himself faithful, he's going to get them all anyway. Because that's just where his heart is. Whatever y'all giving you, you got to make sure you're in the increase of the Messiah.
Yes,
you got to make sure you're always increasing. I say stuff that's very simple. Like, you know, I'm trying my best to bring back the old mindset and the old way. Because you get lost in this generation. When you see all of the foolishness and the frivolity and the perversion and all this wicked demonic way that's presented to us, you get lost in this, man. And you know what? Satan would have you no more than to be complacent. Not active. If he can get you right there, he got you right where he wants you. He don't want you to be the salt of this earth. He wants you to just kind of streamline. But you don't have no effect whatsoever at all. I'm going to bring salt tonight. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Read on, teach. Watch this.
Have I committed an offense and abasing myself that you might be exalted because I have preached to you the good news of Yah freely?
He preached the good news of Yah to what? Freely?
Freely?
Freely. Freely now. Come on.
I robbed other assemblies.
And that doesn't mean that he stole from the assemblies. What he means is that in this particular set, he took from other assemblies. That's these damn King James English translation shit. In order to help this assembly. Watch this, read on.
Taking wages of them to do you service.
Does that make any sense now? So why would you use the word rob? When we know the commandment says, you shall not kill. I mean, you shall not steal.
Yeah.
If he tells you don't steal, why would you use the word rob? You understand what I mean? That's why, some people get sacrilegious. Oh, the King James, all that. The hell with the King James only translation. Y'all give you a mind to know what's right and wrong. Some of you so dang holy you can't even pick up a Bible. Tell you want to use rob. Why would you want to rob some assemblies anyway? Does that make any damn sense whatsoever at all? Hell no.
Matter of fact, let's just look up the damn word rob that they use. Let's see what's strong so we can catch strong man.
Rob, stripped, despoiled, robbed. See, that's crazy. We got to get something else, man. Here we go with this damn despoiled. There they go. They're all in unity right now. And ain't nobody else got shit to say. You can't get brown drivers bridged. See, I mean, that's when you know they all Confederate, man.
Yeah.
We ain't robbing shit from nobody. But look at the assemblies talking about. I robbed other assemblies, taking wages of them to do you service. In other words, whatever assemblies have given to me and whatever people give me, I turn around and gave them to you so you could have service.
Amen.
I've done that in this ministry.
Yes, sir. Very true.
Tithes, offerings, stuff come in, and me being a steward, I would take those wages right there. I could have used them in other places, but I used them in your place to do you service.
Yes. True.
Y'all hear it?
Yes, sir.
Now they're making sense.
Yeah.
Are you following?
Yes, sir.
I'm over here receiving offerings and tithes and stuff like this in other places and stuff, and I'm giving to them so that you could have service done to you. And then he said in verse 9,
and when I was present with you and wanted, I was chargeable to no man.
Everywhere I go, ask anybody in the straightway ministries, and ask them, do I depend on them solely from the funds for my journey, the upkeep of my house or my home? Read it all in context. Let's read verse 9 in context so we can get this.
When I was present with you and wanted, I was was chargeable to no man. For that which was lacking to me, the brethren which came from Macedonia supplied.
For the brethren that came from straightway supplied it. Come on.
And in all things,
I've done what?
I've kept myself from being burdensome unto you.
And do what?
And so will I keep myself.
I'm the first preacher you ever met in the history of mankind that will go to other communities. Work my damn fingers to the bone and leave you an offer. Did y'all hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
I'm the first man in history y'all have ever met that's done that. Ask every single one of them. When I come, I've kept myself, hey, I'm not chargeable to you. Now, don't get me wrong. When I come, in case some of you don't know protocol, y'all supposed to be rolling out the red carpet. I should be literally treated like a king when I come to your area. Now, y'all know me. I'm always going to come humble and base. Give me a chicken coop. Give me a tent. I'm good. And even if I didn't receive that, would I still be good, saints?
Yes, sir.
See what I mean? I still would be good. You will hear no murmuring, no complaining, no nothing. But you will think after somebody's seeing an example of what a man of y'all is supposed to look like and be like, that it would embolden you as a man to be that much more, even the more so. I said, every single place I go, I always put money in the leadership hands. Now, am I telling y'all this so I need accolades?
No, sir.
Hell no. I've been doing this for years and most nobody never even know.
Yes, sir. Is that very true?
A lot of times they ain't got to go places and they still get money.
Yes, sir.
Nobody gave straightway money when we teach. Anybody give us any money?
No.
Deacon Bell, anybody give us any money? And nobody give up a goddamn thing. Didn't give us shit. Are you following me? Anybody show up to help us build this community?
No.
Hell no! It took me 5 months to build this home. This one. Took me 6 months to build a dining hall. With the help of the brother, because they were managing it. They would work all day, come home and do whatever they could and stuff, sun up, sundown. Nobody come to help us. And everybody want to talk about, well, y'all got the money. Well, you should be glad you're benefiting from it.
Yeah, all right.
Because we didn't. Nobody. I lived in deplorable conditions. I lived in deplorable conditions, so some of you ain't never got to live in deplorable conditions. Some of you ain't never set your ass on a piss bucket. Some of you ain't never had a washboard in your hand. I sacrificed all that just so that you could have it good.
Amen.
And never once did I murmur or complain. Look at that. We'll bring his word off the pages. And some of you live on communities, you got a roof over your head, clothes on your back, shoes on your feet, and yet you still ain't good to murmur and complain. As the book says, neither murmur ye as they are destroyed of the destroyer. We would take the best of what we had, and that wasn't too damn much. And I would still go to other places and give them $5,000 offerings, and in a month, we didn't even take in $6,000. It's because I just knew how to be a good steward and manage money. We don't run debt in this ministry under no circumstances. You know the reason why? Because a borrower is a servant to the lender. I'm not going to be a slave when I've been set free by him. And so the neighbor says, hey, thank you, Shepherd, for preaching the word in season, out of season. Just a small token of gratitude for your labor of love towards us was blessing Shabbat Shalom. Hey, thank you very much. See, but y'all need to hear, all y'all people, lay members, all y'all need to hear this. So you don't forget. See, I ain't never forgot where we come from. I ain't never. With all the trailers and stuff that we ever even had on this land, we've lived 9 years on this land and we never even had air conditioned.
Whoa.
I got two witnesses sitting right here.
Yes, sir.
No one sitting there. Am I lying?
No, sir.
The best air conditioning we had, we call it in 2000s, was a fan. And you people are bitching. So I'm sorry, I can't hear your spoiled-ass arguments and excuses that y'all making today. I simply cannot hear them. All these accommodations of your wicked, sorry-ass flesh, I can't hear it. Oh, I told y'all, I'm gonna be a hated man tonight. And you can't live a week without it? I said, we did it 9 years? I've got bitches come from a community where I was peeing in a bucket. You think that bothered me one bit? Man, I'm good. You know why? I've learned how to be exalted, and I learned how to be in place. Most women never been a place. Women never learned nothing spectrum. So no matter where you go, you can't be content. No matter what state you in, you can't be content. I've learned to do with and without. I'm good.
Hallelujah.
Oh, well, right. I'm good.
Hallelujah. Good word.
Is anybody here?
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Y'all better be giving y'all the glory.
Yeah.
Because I told you, I'm not a hypocrite.
Hallelujah.
The majority of these communities, man, Every single one of them has benefited of the offerings coming here. I could have easily took every single penny that comes into this man, pour it all in the straightway. Because every community is designed to be self-sustainable and function under its own merit and not the merit of another community. And if you can't function under the own auspices of what you bring in for your own self, then guess what? It's time to disband the community, and it's time to move you in another community that is functioning. If you can't function as a homestead and you ain't bringing forth fruit, then we're supposed to cut the tree down. First we dunk it, right?
Yeah.
Give it a little bit of time. After that, we don't see no fruit coming. We got to cut this shit down. And we're in a dead season right now, and the majority of you communities and homesteads out there, y'all got a damn thing to do. Sell them 20 damn bombs. Come to Strikeway and see what we're doing in the dead season. I don't understand how you cannot be busy on the community. Uh-oh. Getting hot in here now, ain't it? We stay busy. Y'all here from Wisconsin, do we not stay busy?
Oh, yeah.
Sir. They're like, oh, shit, man, these people are from another whole, they mean business here. We different. So when I called to Wisconsin, I said, boy, y'all eat like this all the time? Good God of mercy. I'm not saying that they can't, because we got three of their brothers here that they've learned how to be exalted as well as abased. They'll tell you, oh, it's nice living in a mansion, but I much rather take the east. I much rather be down here where the grass roots is, where my roots is. It is nice to visit the Waldorf Astoria, but put me back in a damn outhouse, damn it. Hold on! Put a fishing line in my left hand. Let the deer and the answer go play. Give me a 30-06. Well, the old army is heard. A discouraged anywhere. Give me a deer to field dress, damn it. And an outhouse to shit in. And I can feel like I'm alive.
Hallelujah.
Y'all don't tell the truth. Want y'all to say something, man.
Hallelujah.
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 people don't even know what living is. You know what real true living is in the wintertime? When it's -5 degrees, there's 2 foot of snow on the ground, and the only thing you got to do in your whole life is to go out on the front porch and grab some wood and stick in that wood stove. Have your Bible, some tea, some hot chocolate, or a hot dog, and just sit there and just sip and just talk about Jesus. What are you talking about?
Come on.
We've done that here, right here, straightway.
Wow.
See, some of you people, you so damn spiritual, you're no earthly good. You ain't never been into a place, you run away from suffering. And suffering is the way of perfection.
Oh, yes, sir.
You insulate yourself from suffering, and you never get perfected. You're too busy making an occasion for the flesh in every damn thing you do, and you still ain't worth shit.
Uh-oh.
Ain't no wrong with y'all saying hallelujah. Y'all be shouting.
Hallelujah.
If you're going to amount to anything in God, you got to prepare your heart for suffering. I mean, I wonder today if people know the difference between a leader and a manager. A manager causes you to punch a damn time clock. A leader is out front showing you how to lead by example. And I mean show, physically show, mentally show, spiritually show. I mean well-rounded. Why do you think so many people have so much honor for Pastor Dow? They have so much honor for me because in the young man's mind, they're saying, we ain't got no damn excuse. That man 25 years older than me, man. I ain't got no damn excuse, man. There's no way in hell. I'll tell you what my mindset used to be. When I was young, I said, there's no way in hell an older person is going to outdo me. Now, did they know more than me? Hell yeah. But once I learned it, you ain't going to outdo me. Because I was going to take off of them what they knew. Now I'm old. I say, there's not a young person. There ain't no way in hell you going to outdo me. And now I'm old. I want you to outdo me. But I ain't going to give it to you. You got to earn this. You understand what I mean? You ain't get no damn accolades from me. None whatsoever. I'll do you earn it. And y'all should be like the, y'all should have the same spirit because it takes that tenacity. It takes that drive. It takes that self-determination. It takes that spirit.
Yeah.
It does. In order to create a righteous nation. That's where your mindset should be. You rest hard. You pray hard. You worship hard. You live hard. And anything that is a weakness that would keep you from your spirituality or growing in the Most High God, to hell with it. I'm sorry, with this effeminate generation, I'll never be able to get with it. I will never be able to get with it. If I have a daughter, another daughter, she ought to be married to a man something like me, because I'm not going to give her to any man, because I know all I'm going to raise as a daughter. She ought to be married to a man something like me. Because when a woman gets married, all she does is leave one daddy and go to another. I'm tired of this generation. I'm literally tired of this damn generation. This generation is sick. The whole damn head is sick. They have no understanding whatsoever. I don't understand you. Well, I'm sitting up here feeding you with knowledge and understanding. Do y'all understand that when y'all come on the internet, y'all never ever hear a man talk like Pastor Dow?
Uh-uh.
Do y'all know the reason why my speech and cadence is different than everybody else's? Because they that preach the message must live it. That's the difference. That's literally the difference. These damn hypocrites ain't living shit. That's why my words are impactful.
I mean it.
Because you know I say it, I mean it.
Yes, sir.
I got enough sense to know. For instance, y'all know I've been in the military, right? I've been a paratrooper, I've been air assault and all this other stuff, man. But, man, I got enough sense to look and say, damn, Frog, man. Boy, that's an expert. That's an expert. That's an expert gunman right there. I told you it takes one ranger can train a whole damn battalion. This is fun. You got warriors on your hand then. I said, man, because my MOS was communications. Their communication, their MOS was dealing in weapons. I still had a hell of a lot of training with that because my MOS had me to be with the commander the whole damn time. Is that making sense? We had different jobs. I'm like, damn, they're better than I am. And all this other shit, let me learn from them. It's just that kid, he can't shoot better than me. He's full of shit. What he does, he goes out and he practices all day long. And then when he gets to here, he don't practice so damn much. Then he wants to throw all that shit on us. I got your ass. But Elvin Craig will tell you, I will fuck you up, Ranger, when we do that damn ski shooting. Pow! 2-for-1, man. And I got more jumps than you do. I ain't gonna tell you that to Frog Man, because Frog Man got me beat, so I'm gonna stay humble. I ain't gonna let Frog Man even boast, man. I ain't gonna do it, man, because he gonna tap me up. I'm gonna rip up and say, hey, Frog Man got me. Hey, we not worthy. Hey, we not worthy. Then Ranger get out there and start talking about swimming and then getting off in a combat zone and stuff, and I'm going to Giddy. Hey, we not worthy. Hey, we not worthy. I'm not worthy, Brother Giddy. I'm not worthy. We get on this ski show and bust our ass. Man, when it came along, man, it was a blessing to have both of them come along. Now we get an opportunity to actually train warriors, man. They can take you to a whole other level that I couldn't. You understand what I mean? Both of them are a blessing to the ministry, man, especially concerning security weapons. The whole that you need security in the daytime that we're living in. You need weapons. You need warriors. You need men. You understand what I mean? You need somebody that's been there, done it, got scars on their ass. They can take, oh, you got, don't you come out there because you watch a damn Clint Eastwood movie and you think you a five-star gun. Don't go back there and act like you all that shit. Humble yourself. They're willing to teach you, but don't come back there arrogant. Don't come back there prideful. Even Alvin Craig, old man. Man, El Craig used to be an NRA instructor and stuff. Damn good gun. A damn good rifle, man. Country boy can't survive. You ain't got to be in the military to be all that, man. He got it down. Why wouldn't you want to follow it? You better than a lot of these sour-ass veterans that used to be in the military ain't worth shit. I'm a veteran, you're a veteran of doo-doo. How about that? Oh, glory. Brother Antonio Robinson. Wow. Fasted for 6 days, no food, water. After learning my father did abominable things to mine, I will leave that. Now I'm sharpened for better. Praise y'all. Keep bringing us up. I don't even know how to make that out, man. Save yourself from his untoward generation. Y'all better make sure y'all get this bitterness shit up off y'all ass, though. I can tell you that right now. But we literally have men in this ministry that is willing to teach you what they have learned. Why don't we take it as an opportunity? And watch this. It ain't worth nothing in gaining if you ain't ever suffered. I mean, you know, you experienced that. You've been in the NFL. You didn't ever know that when you went to 001 that there was going to be something medically to take place. Isn't that right? You don't never know. You don't get to pick the two that you don't know. You just don't know. You follow me? That don't mean you'll mess a man up. You just get the next one. You understand what I mean? But you don't, you just don't know when it may happen to you. You get that? Just be ready for the next one. Because you know you have the heart, the mind, the spirit. Most of you don't be on no damn the strong delusion because you don't have the heart, the mind, or the spirit. Most of you people are males trying to bask in the glory of real men. And you ain't it.
Uh-oh.
I said it all the time. You send all the warriors out to war. Chances are, y'all remember seeing that movie 300. It's almost based on this true thing. So he took 300 warriors. He, as a king, went out with the war. He knew good and well that he wasn't coming back. They all knew they wasn't coming back, but yet they went willfully. You know how many sorry-ass men to be sitting up there waving you by? So you're going to die so they can try to weasel their way in between your woman's legs?
Come on.
Now, mind you, what kind of offspring would that breed with they sorry weak asses? You ain't a damn man. You can put seed into a damn woman, but you ain't a man to raise up a son. So what kind of offspring would that damn breed? What kind of man would they be? Y'all see the reason why I talk the way I talk? This stuff got to be seriously considered.
Yes, sir.
That's why we got to put seed in our women to raise up warriors now. Because the book still says, hey, it's still up to the woman, free will. He just says, hey, you're a widow, don't be taken on the score of 3 score years. Being a husband of one wife. But if you're a woman, you got 3 or 4 children, your life is literally going to be consumed in those children. Will there be a possibility you may be married to another man? Could. But that ain't everybody. That's why I give the story of my grandmother. My grandmother never remarried after my granddaddy got killed at an early age. She wasn't thinking about nobody else. She said it would be unfair to everybody else. How the hell could I be with him when he pales in comparison to the man I was with? Some women don't like it. Some women are like, come and get it.
Yes,
that's just the way they are.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. No sooner as your ass is buried in the grave. Anybody next? Next.
Somebody from out of country, bless you, Pastor, sent me P. I don't know if P is 1500 in whatever that currency is. Thank you, Father, for leading me to this ministry. Yeah, you better thank the Father for it. I would.
Hallelujah.
I'll be doing me a Holy Ghost dance and dance me a G.
Yes, sir.
That's what I would be doing. I'll dance me a serious G. Oh, man. So I robbed other churches, found another word in a splint, S-T-I-C-T. How you spell S-T-I-P-E-N-D? It's a noun meaning fixed regular sum pay as a salary for an allowance. Huh? Stipend? Back on that education, brother. I knew it would. Somebody would come through. Damn, good job, TJ. See, that's where it resonates. Even though I don't even know when I hear it, though, the spirit of truth, it, man, yep, Pastor Rufus got stipend. Yeah, it's just truth. Anybody follow what I'm saying right now? Let's move on, Teach. Come on. Well, we have verse what?
Verse 10.
You mean to tell me we've been sitting here all this time and we've only got 10 verses into the... What's wrong with you? Teach the same. You know, ain't nobody feel like you, okay? Nobody. First thing, come on, teach.
That's the truth of Messiah that's in me. No man shall stop me of this boasting in the regions of Achaia.
And this man said, in truth, you think I'm going to let somebody stop me in the boasting what y'all doing in this ministry right here? Ooh, y'all know me, man. I never, ever, listen, if y'all go back and take an account and see how much praise and glory I give other people. I give praise and glory to people that don't even include myself in it. I always talk about the accolades and the successes of what others are doing. Most people are too envious and too jealous because they think it's going to take away from and diminish from them. I don't know what it is to envy another man. You understand what I mean? Damn, man, you good. I told Brother TJ, I said, brother, you best damn drum I ever seen in my life. He plays the shit out of drums, brother. Do we have people that can play drums? Yeah, but when they listen, when he next to him, we know his makers. He has the finesse. He has the timing. He has everything that there is in order to be a damn good is there. You got some people can sound good, but they look like that damn little monkey with the fucking boom, 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 making all that damn noise, man. No, put TJ up, man. Get your ass up off them damn drums. Damn abomination of desolation.
That's the problem.
Hallelujah. And TJ will tell you, man, like that last song we sang, Make Me Whole. Very unorthodox beat. And I tell Drew, he said, TJ said, if I heard this song, I'll be playing it just like his. He said, but man, that thing's hard. I said, but if you play it just like it, just makes the song. And it does, didn't it? And soon, he's going to be taking my place on Humble Thou Self, and I'm going to be so damn happy. I told him, I said, TJ, this damn thing got like four or five damn digress. It is crazy, man. He said, but your playing. You did say that, right? He said, your playing is you play like ain't nobody never played. I said, if anybody get it, you can get it. And I got faith in it, get it. Y'all ain't know I'm trying to give away every damn thing now. There's a joy to actually playing music. It really is. Your spirit can literally be connected while you're playing. There's a joy playing music. It's also a joy to leave in the music I've been playing so long. It's a big joy. Joy! But I'm telling you, man, it's a real joy to learn how to play music. Y'all remember when y'all learned how to play music? There you say, where you going? I said, I'm going to watch past and play bass. That's the only instrument I knew how to play at the time. Am I telling the truth? That was it. Then I bit through all the gauntlet and stuff. Then they took it up on their own. Gabriel with the drums the whole 9 yards. Doing really good. Really good. And so when you see somebody that knows how to do something better than you do, sit at their feet. Have a teachable spirit so that you can perfect yourself because they're going to get older. You're getting older. You can teach something. Somebody's going to watch you and want to come and learn to sit at your feet. It's called paying it forward. You can't have a monopoly on life and all the damn accolades of it of itself. One day you're going to die. You don't want what you know to be in a damn grave and that you couldn't pass it on. What is that? And I realize that some of you just living, you ain't got shit to pass on anyway because you're a worthless piece of shit. Now I got to make sure I'm hating. Told y'all, man, I'm going to upset a lot of damn people tonight, man. Hallelujah. Go on, teach where we at.
Verse 11.
Read on.
Well, Paul, because I love you not.
Now, Paul is saying, you want to test to see if I love you or not? He says what?
Y'all know.
Y'all know. Now, y'all got to understand. We live in this generation that if people don't meet what we call love, you don't think you love. Nobody asks you. Watch this. You know how I know that? Is y'all love? Does he care about what you think about his love? No, because he's what? No. I don't give a damn what you say.
Come on.
Damn schizophrenic way, man. Y'all is the essence of love. He is love. Well, I don't feel love. So? Never mind.
What are you going to do when he's your, he is literally love. He's agape. What are you going to do?
Wow.
Well, I can't feel his love. It's something on you, then.
Yeah, come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Hey, hey. Mm-hmm.
He already stood at the door. Not. Then he said, you're thrown out of me. I'm thrown out of me. What the hell do you want to do that? What? I mean, damn, reciprocate a little bit.
Oh,
reach around.
Oh,
damn.
I had brother Craig down and asked me earlier. He asked me down there, Matt, but he asked me down and Jordy said,
Pastor, how do you come up with all these sayings? Well, Mom never said it's an old paratrooper. Must be a different mindset. Because, you know, I said, when we was down in Alabama, the job was finished. Is that right? And I know when the job was finished, everybody started leaving. And I go, who in the hell takes a shit and don't wipe their ass? There's some nasty-ass people, man. Just because the job is finished, you still got to clean up. And I got everybody want to kick the damn traces on us and leave us with the shit. I'm like, we got to change a lot of this shit. So you mean to tell me we got to come down, work our ass off, lay the block, build a building, and clean the damn tools, and wipe them out, load them up, just so you can kick the traces before we even knew. Listen, I should be the first one to leave the building saying everybody else should still be there. Tell me I said something wrong. Tell me I said something wrong. I'm like, damn. And y'all take a shit and don't wipe your ass? You ain't gonna admit it if you did, though. Punk ass nigga. Come on. Boom. No, for real, man. It's real damn talk. Elementary them left after us because they was carrying all the scaffolds. I got home 9:30 that night. They got home at 2:00 that morning. These people came, showed up, worked for a few hours. As soon as I said it's over, they packed, they shut, they gone down the damn road. Ooh-wee, man. I'm going to give all y'all a taste of y'all medicine coming this year up. I'm going to help y'all out because the only way y'all going to get it is if you taste it for yourself. Y'all hear me, right? I'm going to tell you one damn thing. Not only when I take a shit dog, wipe my ass, but I use baby wipes, dude wipes, and every damn thing else I can. Because I don't want them damn crusties in my ass.
That's right.
I damn sure don't want my woman smelling my ass. I would smell my ass as is. What the hell you want to smell? Now we want the funk. Don't have that funk.
Most you women, y'all need to understand and comprehend the type of men or males y'all got in front of y'all.
Come on, sir.
Because y'all ain't going to ever know unless you have a scale of balance and weight and shit. And otherwise, you'll fall upon that same mesmerized deception.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Teach, where we at?
First 12.
Read, man.
Well, what'd I do?
Now, listen, he's getting ready to say a key statement here. And this is what I'm doing. At this junction right now in this ministry. I want y'all to go back and listen to what I said earlier. In this ministry, under my watch, even though we did everything we could in protocol to make sure that it didn't happen, we had $850,000 plus embezzled from us that we could have used to start other communities and other ministries in the ministry. Could have bought more land, could have got more people set free. But people chose to get out there. Somebody else has spent the time, energy, and effort to have set sweat equity, money to invest, to give it to a bunch of assholes that ain't invest shit.
so they can squander and race it. You know, playing whack-a-mole and every damn thing else. You get it? Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
You don't think I'm offended and pissed and shit? I'm going to tell you the reason why, because I'm righteous. I know I am. Nobody go out there to give you their damn sweat equity so you can squander it. That's why we tell you to speak up. My brother Ferdinand, man, says, I'm in the Philippines. No AC, fan living, fine, sweating. Your body will like you. Make sure we'll just go jump your ass in the ocean. We need to do it. We need some hardship in America. I'm serious, man. I'm going to say it again. See, that's a good thing about an elite soldier. Because they can deal with the banquets and the pomp and all that other shit. But when they get finished with this shit, you know what? I know damn next week I'm going to be right back out in a damn bush thinking for a couple of damn weeks. Ain't no damn, I got a mission to do. And everybody else in this damn civilian world, y'all some spoiled ass brats, man. Y'all weak. Y'all weak as shit. Does that make sense? I got people all the time. I just love the cold weather. I always look at them all, including you, just like that. I'm like, boy, I said, how can I talk to these people? So tell me how long you love the cold weather when you still out there after 3 weeks. You didn't get to come in to no warm. You didn't come in and wash your balls and your ass. No armpits. You still out there 3 weeks later. Tell me how much you love the cold weather when you still can't feel your ass. See, everybody loves the cold weather. Stay out there for a while. Frogman, Ranger, y'all chime in on this. Y'all better chime in on this. You see what I'm talking about? So when people tell me they love cold weather, that mind limited goes to a certain mind goes, good mercy me, I remember this shit. Are you following me? Ranger said, no burn barrel. Eat with yourself. That's it. That shit sucks. Period. Point blank. Come on, teacher, where we at?
Verse 12. What I do, that I will do, that I may cut off occasion.
That's what I'm doing right here tonight and been doing a few weeks ago. I'm going to keep on doing into the at least near future of this ministry. Because I want every Israelite face to know the way this ministry is supposed to run. So I can cut off occasion from them which desire occasion. And you don't know what occasion is. I don't know, but we'll find it out, though. Come on.
And wherein they glory, they may be bound even as we.
Now watch this, read.
For such are false apostles.
Now here's the next one.
Deceitful workers.
What kind of workers?
Deceitful.
Transforming themselves into what?
Transforming themselves into the apostles of Messiah.
That's the reason why. Come on.
And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light.
That's how you know your sisters. All your sisters, that's how you know Pastor Dow love you. Because you already know you're out of bounds and out of them. Now, I'm not going to cater to y'all asses. I'm going to tell you, I believe what the book says about y'all. There's not one of y'all that's worth a damn. But you can be a virtuous woman. Mm. Yes, you can. You can be a Miriam.
Yep.
Yes, you can. But you want the accolades of a virtuous woman and the title of a Miriam, but you don't want to live it. Most of you talk well, speak well, but you don't live a damn thing. No, I'm here with y'all. I'm with y'all ass. I know who y'all are. If he couldn't find one good damn woman amongst a thousand, but he could find one man. If you get 100,000, 100,000 men, that means you got 100 men that's righteous, but you still got zero women. You understand that? That's what Yah says. I ain't deceived by y'all ass. No way, shape, ass, no form. Your glory is in a submission to your head. Even as the serpent beguiled Eve. And what did the serpent man is? He's smart, man. See, I can get this Negro over here because he listened to her.
Come on, sir.
I said, I can get this Negro over here because he listened to her. I can get this Negro here because he listened to her. No, you ain't getting me then because I ain't listening to her. Y'all hear that? That don't mean I count my wife as an enemy.
Come on,
I don't count Mother Carol as an enemy. Mother Carol been with me for 40 years. Can somebody say 40 years?
40 years.
Damn, everybody in this room beside them two ain't been alive 40 damn years. You can't even keep yourself next to you for 40 years. I know what love looks like. And I promise you, Mother Carol and I have many ups and downs. We have many highs and lows. Are you following me?
Sir.
Yes, she's still there.
Yep.
Well, you go to the enemy. You go to the enemy with Alabama. She ain't got no place to go. What other place she's supposed to go? She's supposed to be with her husband.
Yeah.
Is that not right?
That's right.
Well, for a man, leave a father and a mother.
Yes, sir.
Them two cleave together and become
one. Hallelujah.
The woman now belongs to the man. Where's she supposed to go?
Come on.
Ain't no damn alibi. That's a Gentile alibi.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Come on.
You're supposed to be right here.
That's
right. Assimilating to me.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah, you got y'all choose your salvation, but you better recognize real quick. You better start learning how to reverence me. Two sons right here, man. You think I want them married to pieces of shit?
They got to get the shit out their ass before they would even be able to recognize what shit is. Man, are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
When you're a man, you start getting this gray hair stuff, man, not only are you able to still, hey, I promise I'm able to still produce seed.
They're
hard, damn it. Love to. All the way to the end of the day. Hey, I want to see. Let's do the commandment. The commandment says, to your children's children, children's children. Blessings and curses, right? I know whatever I feed to my children, I'm investing to my children's children.
Come on.
Did I say something wrong?
No.
Come
on.
Transform servant Enoch. Bless you, Pastor. Grateful for the leadership and the kingdom. Looking forward to becoming a warrior in the truth, peace, prosperity, and protection unto you. Love you, man of y'all. Oh, by the way, you know what's sad? So I end up going to the community in Alabama, right? Been there for a while. Called an undisclosed location in Alabama. You know, y'all realize, look, check this out. We're doing in the Straightway Truth Ministries for the last, somebody say 30 years.
30 years.
We have been living honest and peaceful as you can. Yet and still, I go down there, and I got the damn FBI asking the neighbors about our community. Just so happened, having the guy that actually owns a business there, that knows Brother Johnson, know that we're peaceable, kind, righteous people. I was like, oh, man, I got this figured out already. What is it, Pastor? I said, because Marty, white brother, Israelite, sold the land to a black brother, Israelite. When they found out we got it, oh, it became evil then. Old-fashioned racism, discrimination. And guess what, FBI agent, I'm on the next video I do, I'm going to have your name out there with your car, too, so everybody know who your ass is. You see what I'm talking about? He left a card. So the brother, the white brother that ain't even associated with us, he went to the sheriff's department and said, so you sent the FBI to come and question me? Oh, yeah, I knew he was coming. What? He actually came down there to actually meet me and talk to me. The neighbor did. He said, I asked that damn sheriff. I said, let me see. You got a damn crackhead busting up school buses and every damn thing. You can't catch him, but you want to know what these damn good, honest people are doing. Are you shitting me? I said, brother, man, Mark. I said, man, I'm honored to meet you, brother. Again, old-fashioned white supremacist racism. And the only reason why the FBI came and investigated, because the guy that owns pretty much three-quarters of the actual county called him. Only reason. Come on, we see these drones, they taking pictures. Keep on taking y'all pictures. We still doing things righteously. It's fine. It's good. One day we all going home, though.
Yeah,
can y'all believe that shit? Ryan, can you believe that shit? No, Ryan's out hell, no. It still happens, man. Systemic racism, man, still happens. And I told all y'all white folk, y'all in trouble, man. Y'all guilty by association. Y'all literally guilty. They said, hell, man, shit, I'm guilty then. I'm going to be guilty.
Oh, yeah.
Teach, let's go, man. I got to finish this up. What verse we in?
Verse 13.
Nah, we're going to stop this shit. I'm going with myself. I'm going with what I need to say, all right? Hallelujah, because we're getting this right. There we go. All right. So, I'm trying to teach people that what we're dealing with today, you don't need to reinvent the wheel. The blueprint has already been set. Most people don't know what the blueprint is. There are a lot of things that are assumed but not understood. So you got to spend a lot of years to comprehend what we're trying to say today. So listen, realize that when I go places, I'm not where you are at. I need for you to come to my understanding. If you are a father or a mother, do you not see greater than your children? I'm going to ask one more time. If you are a father and a mother, do you not see greater than your children?
Yes. Yes.
So when you see some of the same similarities that go along, you go, they're in the infant stages. You can say that, right?
Yes.
I don't care why, I can say the same thing. I see the same thing. And people are like, and they act like, oh, I would act like, literally, I don't see nothing. I'd be like, oh, okay, yeah. But I see everything. Do y'all know how many times I have been to communities and homesteads, and I see women ruling the communities behind the authority of their husbands? You know how many times I see that? And the husbands, boy, bless your heart, as dumb as y'all are. I see it. I understand. I comprehend it. I have not been to too many places where the women wasn't ruling the roost, and they used that through witchcraft. And they come, get the ear to the hook. Let me tell y'all something. If you live on a community, somebody say you live on a community. Every man is the head of his own house. Somebody say own house.
Own house.
That don't mean it's your house. Their house could be their own community. You have a community, your oversight, your fellow. The whole community is not your house. If the man has the corners of his bedroom, living room, kitchen, that's his house. As soon as you cross that threshold, you have no jurisdiction.
Oh, come on.
Because they'll do I interfere in your house.
No.
In any way, say basketball. No. Don't you sit up there and lie now. You
know I know
I ain't talking about me. I'm talking about the saints.
I know
why. Do I ever come and try to usurp authority over your house?
No.
In any way, say basketball.
No.
How many times I come to you and say, your wife wicked as hell?
Never done that, man.
Hmm?
You sure of that?
I'm sure. Your wife wicked, man. But I've never, ever usurped authority over you.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
I don't deal with women. I deal with men. You understand me?
Yes.
I'm a leader of men. I deal with men.
Thank you.
Israel is counted based on men. Amen. Y'all hear me?
Yes.
If something, if his wife is doing something and I'm catching on this community, I don't go to her. I'm going to say it again. I don't go to her.
Yes, sir.
I go straight to the Quebec. Hey, brother, come here. Your wife.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He gets to hear what I'm saying. He can go back and question his wife. And then he can discern between the two. You don't ever take away the authority of the man in his house. Yeah, they live on community. Yeah, they live on community. You still don't get to diminish their authority.
Ooh,
oh. Well, we've been here for 20 years. I'm giving him, you with them, 1,000 years. How are you going to pass what y'all already set?
Man, chef.
Israel, give us a 5-minute break, man.
Good.
5-minute break. Come on, man.
You ain't doing it. Pat her down. to get off. If you like what you see, support the local ministry. Cash App or PayPal.
Hey, everybody need a little hope. Oh, no. I need a little hope. I need a little hope. So, Gene, this is the only one. That can make you hope. Hallelujah. Spirit, body, and soul.
Be sure to tell me. Lock that up. I have to
bring me to your hour, you may be yours. You may be yours.
I'm sure you're coming to the door. I'll be there. I'll be there.
I'll
be
there.
You
took me from this blindfold life, and your understanding was found. My eyes have been open, my heart has been broken, and you will
join Patreon with the Pastor Dallas. Get all the unfiltered
restored and filled, all the Israel life and their life for you.
If you like what you see, support the work of the ministry using Cash App or PayPal. Be sure to tune into Blog Talk Radio.
Be
sure to listen to the Shabbat message with Pastor
Dallas.
Y'all good?
You may go and say that he is strong through the strength of the Messiah.
Woo-wee.
We back yet? I guess we got to be back then, right? Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, man. Boy, good thing I caught that then, right? All right. So, in Ecclesiastes, chapter 10, verse 7, it says, I have seen servants, so I say servants,
servants
upon horses. In other words, listen, we all may be human beings. We all are breathing the same air. Be you rich or poor, we all are going to still inherit dust. Is that right? But while we're here on earth, you still have structure, chain of command, and authority. And the Ecclesiastes, they said, I've seen servants upon horses and princes walking as servants. Is that not as backwards?
Yes.
That is an abomination to teach upon the earth. So you're going to put servants on horses. And the design is princes be on horses. Servants walking next to them. In the scripture it says, I have seen servants upon horses and rulers walking on the ground like servants. That's an abomination. Y'all get that, right?
Yes,
you don't sit up there and have people who are in positions of authority take on the positions of servants and vice versa.
Yes,
in Ephesians 6:5 it says, servants, obey your masters according to the flesh. So we ain't got nobody we need to obey? Bullshit. Every time you go to a job, guess who got to obey? You got to obey your masters according to the flesh. We got a damn president who's a literal damn buffoon. his ass, he don't know if his asshole is pointing toward the ground or not. They shoot him up with so many damn drugs and stuff. I'm trying to figure out what kind of drugs is it that make him cognitively responsive. Biden. You bang him going to the place with fear and trembling in sincerity heart as to the Messiah. Not with our servants as men, please, but with servants as Messiah doing the desire Elohim from the inner self. Rendering service with pleasure as to the Master, not with men. Knowing that whatsoever good anyone does, he shall receive the same of the Master, whether he be bond or free, slave or free. In other words, let's sum it up. Submit yourselves one to another, period, y'all. Pretty much what it's saying, right? 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17. Honor all men. Honor who?
All men.
Honor some.
All.
Ones I like.
All.
Ones I dislike.
All.
Ones who look like me.
All.
Ones that don't look like me.
All.
Honor all men. Love the brotherhood.
Ooh, come on, Sam.
How you define the brotherhood? Unless you're born of the water and of the Spirit.
Yes,
you got the Holy Spirit, you call brotherhood. Sorry. Fear Yah, honor the king.
Yes.
So there is a chain of command, a structure, and authority there. Servants, be subject to your own masters with all fear, not only to the good and the gentle, but also to the forward. So even if you had those little disciplinaries, you still render service to them. Psalm 31, verse 8. And you have not shut up unto the hand of the enemy. You have set my feet in large places. In other words, y'all say you'll put my word literally in open places.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So I'm going to make this statement right here. Everything in lieu of what we've been talking about, there comes a time when silence is betrayed. Y'all hear me? I told you, how many times did we give y'all instances where we gave people to talk and nobody talked? Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
DMV was such a shit show under your shop. We have a faithful elder over Straightway, Cleveland, Tennessee. Elder Craigle. He done paid over $32,000 for the rest of the note to that dooley. Paid it off just to get a brother free of the debt that was incurred from a wicked-ass brother up in DMV that nobody was seeing, nobody would talk about. We gave him all the chances in the world to do. Now, this brother, Elder Craigle, is coming out of his pocket, $32,000. To settle a debt that this damn policer took on. To make sure this brother gets free because he wouldn't follow protocol. Now, you want to say it, right?
Yes, sir.
I said Elder Craigle.
Yes,
in Straightway, Cleveland, Tennessee. Mind you, this brother already has a community. He already has his funds and everything according to the ministry allocated towards that community. He's taking a surplus out of that community to settle this damn debt for this asshole up here that couldn't even damn get his shit right. Y'all like that? Y'all good with that? Are y'all good with that? You're talking Yeshua who policed the people. Yeshua took that same brother, had him to buy this RV. Y'all remember that RV he used to push around with that dooley?
Yeah.
Guess who's got that debt? Come on, say Straightway with Pastor Dow.
Straightway with Pastor
Dow. Elder Craigle has got Demetrius and a brother down there on his community fixing his damn RV. Straightway, Tennessee is getting ready to be out $42,000. Somebody said $42,000. Just to get a brother free from this damn asshole who policed him. We upwards right now of almost another $100,000 damn dollars that between Elder Grego, Straightway Cleveland, Tennessee, and Pastor Dow at Straightway, the hub, is getting ready to get this brother free from the debt that he incurred from this lustful ass man who policed him. Out of which we couldn't get nobody to talk or say nothing. Give about 2 or 3 weeks. When you see that RV pulled up here, y'all looking at $42,000 to $45,000 that we paid for ourselves, out of which we could have put that fund to something else in the ministry. El Grego is going to end up paying off Straightway Cleveland, Tennessee. He's going to pay off that duly and actually give it to Straightway Georgia. Oh, we talking about raw now. I told you, gloves coming off, damn it. This is how wicked these damn people are. And then everybody said, that's why we keep telling y'all, y'all don't have a need to know every damn thing. But in order for us to reset and set this thing straight, we're going to let y'all see what we're doing. Y'all get that right?
Yes,
this brother, he got taken advantage of based on where he's at. Are you following me? This damn shit pot, he's gone.
Hallelujah.
His wife said, I didn't say nothing because I was benefiting. You getting that shit? And he got the damn audacity to sit and try to protest. You ain't got a damn thing to protest. I get a protest when I crack your damn neck bones between my hands. You understand what I mean? You fortune. Boy. Y'all gotta understand, I have to literally try to preserve myself. I never had to deal with high blood pressure again until I came into the ministry. When I started seeing unjust shit like this. El Grego, he could be doing a hell of a lot more than $32,000 on the community besides resolving the debt of another damn homestead. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah,
I could be doing a hell of a lot more damn money besides putting $42,000 to another damn homestead. I could be doing a hell of a lot more here on this community. But no, we got to settle this shit between the two of us, almost $100,000, because the stupidity of somebody else that don't want to sing and tell us when we call you on the carpet. Your hand is right. And I'm going to say it again. Listen, every single community, and I say that based on this one, every single community, I don't give a damn how much little or a lot you take, but every single damn community that's in this ministry, you should be able to be self-sufficient and sustain your own self. If you can't sustain your own self, you don't need to be a community. You know how I can say that, right? Because I'm looking at us. Been there and done it.
Yes, sir.
I have people just, oh, y'all got it. How do you know how much I got? You don't know what I got. You go check out Wikipedia and Google. They know how much I got. I got $30,000. Gino Jenner's got millions.
Come on.
I just know how to be a good steward of what y'all giving. Does it make sense?
Yes, sir.
Every land that the ministry has, every single land that the ministry has, every single bit of it shall all be out of your name into the name of the ministry. After I got finished paying some taxes, y'all go, oh, shit, how the hell that happen? I still got a couple of lands that's still in my name. You think I want this shit in my name? Hell no. Why would I want that liability? The world teaches you, well, you want to have this in your name, they're setting you up. They're going to suck up on every day. Y'all better listen to Pastor Dow. Listen, you don't want nothing associated with your name. It always has to be a name of a foundation, an LLC, some entity other than you. Listen, the rich people live by own nothing but control everything. Your stupid ass, you want to have I want to own it. Ooh, I found me a sucker to sue then, didn't I? You think you own something until I sue your ass. Get this shit out of your personal name. Listen, how many times y'all heard me say, I really truly don't think I need to teach on tithe. Unlike Ryan and Scott, most of you people come out of Christianity. Y'all know more about tithe and offering than I do. Listen, it is a fact that you do still need to be given tithe. You ain't never hear me pushing that. Am I telling the truth? You never heard me get, man, you never heard me pushing it at all. But I've been on literally both sides of the fence. I know what it means to obey and don't obey. It's a spiritual command. I know what it means. I know, man, I said, watch y'all take the little we get it and stretch that beyond measure. I got two witnesses right there.
Yes,
sir. Literally stretch them. And we go, how? Literally how? Y'all getting it?
Yes, sir.
I got two brothers right here that will go out and work and turn every single penny over to the ministry.
Yes, sir.
Every single penny. Right here. Most of you don't even live on communities. Listen, the Acts chapter 2, start verse 4. We ain't on script. We're not off script, but we on script. We got to get this. Teach, read, watch this.
And with many other words, ye testify and exhort, saying.
What did he say?
Save yourself
from what?
An untoward generation.
What kind of generation is it?
Untoward.
It's an untoward generation. Watch this.
Then they that gladly received his word.
How did they receive it?
Gladly.
How many of y'all been full of bitterness when you heard this tonight? Or you were offended when you heard this tonight. Or it insulted you when you heard this tonight. Mind you, you talking about none of y'all. Been there, done it. Am I right?
Yes.
Live it and still there.
Yes.
Watch this. Come on.
Then they gladly received his word, were baptized. And the same day, there were added unto them about 3,000 souls.
We get to a point, right? Verse 42 coming up. Watch this.
And And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayer.
Come on.
And fear came upon every soul. And many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together.
Stop. If they believed, they were what?
Together.
They were what?
Together.
One more time.
Together.
We are the world. We are the children. And all that believe were
together.
And what?
And at all.
Alright, so this is how we got all things common straight. It's been this way from the inception. Every nickel, every penny, every dime that comes in, it comes straight to me. Right here. Right here. They have no need to question any damn thing. You know why? Because they see every nickel, every penny and dime to come in, and they watch it go out. Not only to the community, they've watched it go out to other communities.
Oh, yes, sir. Many times.
Am I right, Deacon Bell?
Yes,
G-Chain?
Right.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
As somebody comes to this community and they see in this garage that we built. Somebody say we built.
We built.
We built. And they say, who is that Mercedes right there? Like, Mercedes ain't no damn, it's the same name as Toyota. Somebody else's name. Well, whose is that? Oh, that's Pastor Dallas. What? You know the only time they ate crow? When they found out it was a 2010. You think they got reproved and rebuked by it? Oh, hell no. Hell no. They're looking for something to justify their wicked asses. And you know how often I drive that 2010 Mercedes? Maybe 80 miles in 1 year. Why? Everybody else drives it. If you know any damn thing about Pastor Cal, give me my damn truck. Well, my ass. You see what I'm talking about? See, that's why, you know, they're consumed on their own lust because it's what they want, what they think, what they believe. We literally have on this community, we have a 2017 Maxim out there that can corner like on rails. The damn thing is 2017, ain't even got 25,000 miles on. Somebody say 2017. 25,000 miles. By the time you got to 2020, you would have had 50. You drove it, didn't you? Yo, what are you looking at? Oh, Mama picked up the Chrysler.
Yeah.
What were you in? You in the AMG. So you drove the AMG. How did that drive, son? How old are you? 24. And you drove a S63 AMG. Only way I would ever be able to drive an AMG, if it was invented back then, is at a car wash and I worked there. That's 630-something horses, man. How'd it feel? Feel pretty good. It got a little lag in it, you said?
Oh, yeah.
It started off like this. It started, yeah. I told you need to pull your seat up closer. Because that's the most powerful.
That
is the most powerful vehicle we got on the land, by far. But it's different than driving a Nissan Altima, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You're in this shit, don't you, TJ? I know, I see you over there just laughing your ass. I get it. It's comical, though, ain't it? And you will sit up and judge me. Judge the Israelites who has been with me from the beginning of this. Here's another thing y'all don't know. Listen. Anytime an Israelite or their family needs to leave this land, and they're going someplace to visit, the majority of time, if they go on a family vacation, oh, hallelujah. If they're going to visit a part of the ministry, glory to the king. Do y'all not get to take the best mechanical vehicle that there is on land? Do y'all not have a pocket full of money? Cell phone?
Yes, sir.
Credit cards?
Yes, sir.
And he had all things common, and no man had nothing he called his own. You get that right?
Yes, sir.
So, anything, you all come to the ministry because you heard me. Somebody say me.
Maybe.
So that means anything you got to offer, it comes there first.
Yes.
And then I get to determine where it gets assimilated at. Vicky Bell, did I say something wrong?
No, sir.
T. Shane, did I say something wrong? I'm literally the ministry of Straightway. And I say that in all humility, under the blood of Yahshua, HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. That makes sense? I can trust me because I know me. And for those of you who don't know me, go look at my track record. You can check it all out. I'm literally living. This used to be the fellowship hall. Am I telling the truth?
Yes, sir. Right.
See, look. Look how straight and how plumb these blocks are. And the wall. Look how straight. Ryan, does that all look good?
Looks good to me.
Ryan, I want you to go take a walk. Look at the living room. Tell Mother Carol you need to look at the bedroom and the back. I want you to see all facets and then come back in here.
All right.
Tell you need to look at plumb. See how beautiful and symmetrical this wall is? And behind Teacher Shank, look over there. Look at that. Just in case we lay out a pocket. This used to be a fellowship hall. Turned it into my home. And I'm just now getting a home built for me after, somebody say 25 years. 25 years of service. You think it's going to change me as a man? Shit. Are you following me? Ain't no way in hell. Ain't going to happen. Uh-oh. Come Brother Ryan. That's Mr. Geometry right there.
It looks straight to me.
It looks what?
It looks right. It looks
oh,
straight.
No. They got to be in and out.
No.
Oh, they ain't plumb. No, something's wrong.
It looks good.
Oh, who laid that? I did, damn it.
Nice outlines and everything.
We talked to builders here, right? Somebody give
if you don't mind, I've learned over the years to not let money master me, but me master money. Because I promise you, I am never, ever. Now, don't get me wrong. If you live in a community, and the fellowship and homestead, y'all got to listen to me. You literally have to allocate certain vehicles. You literally got to set them apart and don't let the Israelites use them. Because they use them, you're going to have shit. Everything will look like you've been in a demolition derby. You don't believe me? Ask Amara, your betrothed. First thing she did was get her dry van and wreck the shit. Oh, that shit ain't nothing. Brother Bud, he ends up getting married. Brother Bud, his damn wife, she gets out of the vehicle without putting it in gear, runs through a damn fence, knock out the fiber optic, damn near hit Brent and Tia, and smash into the neighbor's tree. That's what you got to deal with. You're putting Israelites on the land. You want to deal with them all from least to the greatest. You got to least to. I capitalize on tomorrow because I expect more out of her. But damn, you damn near just getting ready to kill Israelites. You tap our damn fence, you knock out the fabric optic, and then you damn destroy the tree right across the damn land from our neighbor's house. Y'all believe me? Ass buds tomorrow. All y'all. Promise me y'all ass buds tomorrow. Promise me. No, y'all better bust his balls. You better ask. Because Brother Bud, he's the realist.
Brother Bud's like,
God of mercy. Ingrid, when you bring your black ass down here, don't bring that shit. Don't come here like that from Goshen, man. Give my teacher some rest. You better give my brother some rest. You just going to go, yes, sir. You better be, yes, sir, my ass, you better bring some rest. Shit. Ingrid's going, yes, sir. Oh, shit. Y'all understand, we got a brotherhood, man. We are knitted. Like damn crochet gloves. No, we're here, man. We're in. Y'all better join up with us, man. Just join up. Now, listen. I said everything I said tonight to get us to this point where I'm getting ready to say it right now. If y'all ready, type in five. If you're ready. Oh, by the way, about damn time. Elder Rob Mathis may be inducted to the NFL Hall of Fame this year. About damn time. I promise you one thing, I'm going to be there with my damn 98 jersey with bells on and a bottle of Johnny right here. You better believe we up there. Hey! Shit. My brother right there. I get everybody typing five. What are we typing five for? I got it. All right. So we're here to this point right here. We have Straightway Tennessee. We have Straightway Kentucky East. Mind you, I'm just using this hypothetical situation, right? You have Straightway Indiana or Kentucky. Think about what we could do. One place producing cattle, beef. Have older men, 60 and above, drive refrigerator trailers, drop off beef at the other community. Another community could be producing literally the produce. Not produce, but I'm going to say the chicken. You have a community that can butcher 400 chickens every 2 months. Could they not feed communities? And then you have another community that have a longer growing season, like down in Georgia. We got to get more land. Are you following me? They got longer growing season. Produce. Literally produce. And you got these older men that's in the 60s and 70s, they could drive these refrigerated vans and drop off all this. Pick up here, drop off. Pick up here, drop off. Make a round robin. Why in the hell wouldn't y'all not want to get with this? And let me say this. This is the reason why the nation's got the FBI against us. Because they don't want a nation within a nation to create a nation to be self-sufficient outside of their nation. Did I say something wrong? They want you to depend on their system, depending upon them at all times. Y'all get it, right? Because you know just what I do. Why in the world would I want my sons or my daughters to marry someone outside of y'all? When I watch y'all the whole time, I know how you're going to raise your families, your children. You understand what I mean? They don't want that. They don't want that strength. You know the reason why? Because it's outside of the perversion of America. They would rather have homosexuality, perversion exalted to the zenith, and everybody assimilate to that. Get vaccinated, consolidate with them, and they will feel better. That's why they buy drones up above us and all the other communities and shit. And then they want to say, remember Waco? Yeah, we remember them, the damn Waco. Only one problem, we're not arms dealers. We just know how to shoot y'all in the point of your head like everybody else does. See, the problem with the world is they're afraid of death. Death is coming to us all. As Israel, you need to realize this. You don't get to pick the day, time, or hour of it. You need to live life to its fullest and fight all the way out until it comes. Because the government, they don't give a shit how many people got to die.
It's true.
As long as their agenda gets accomplished. But what are you going to do with the people who ain't got no agenda, all they're doing is living quiet and peaceful? And they hate. You know what they hate more than anything? Our unity. They hate that shit. They can't figure it out. It stumps them. Every single time they stumps them, they go, how in the hell can you get these black and white folks to dwell together? That's because that's the way they see us. They don't see us as Israelites. There's people who's obeying the laws and statutes and commandments of the Most High Yah. But the end time goal is to be able to pass meat and produce from every community to where we don't need the system.
And the system don't want us independent of it. We need to realize that. Because once we get independent of it, we don't need it. This is what they fear more than anything, a nation within the nation. Don't worry about Pastor Dow's wife. I can teach you how to navigate. I can navigate. I promise you, I can show you how to do this. To the King come.
Oh, hallelujah.
So I hope I said a lot tonight. Anybody got any questions? Nothing in reserve? Look at my son right here. He's just always a skeptical one. You ain't got shit.
I didn't have some.
Bring it up.
I thought about it, but I kind of answer my own question, but I still would like to ask. So if you have a minister or a community that's self-sufficient, because you said if you're not self-sufficient, then you shouldn't be a community.
Right.
And if everyone's focusing on one part, would they still have to have, like, a self-sufficient community, you know, in that?
They need to be. They need to be because I'm going to break it down like this. Let me use communities that you're familiar with. All right? So you know us, you know, Straightway Kentucky East. And let's say Brother Chris. All right? So you know we're literally all self-sufficient.
Right.
We can do it. All right? But if one breaks down and another is dependent on another, think about it. Are you literally depend on another, or are you just helping for the time being until the community gets on its feet?
I got you.
Are you following? Because we're going to be here for each other for a long haul. You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Well, Brother Chris and him, they can produce with the way you chant.
Oh, yeah.
They can produce, hey, we got them be vegans. For the next 6 months, we're going to be vegans for the next 6 months. We still eat. Does that make sense? But we come down here, and we're going to produce cattle. We're going to produce venison. We can still assimilate that. And out of which I said, I want every single community. Everybody hear me? I want every single homestead. Everybody heard that, right? I need to get a record. Everybody. We need to be storing an insurmountable amount of salt. You heard it, right?
Yes.
When there's no refrigeration, we need salt for the preservation of meat. We don't have enough salt. We do not have enough salt. Now listen to me, damn it. There's a reason why everybody used to die in their 20s and 30s before civilization, because everybody had to forage for meat. The meat didn't come like everybody did. There's no mammal ammo. Kill me so he can eat. They didn't do that shit. Y'all get that? We did not live long. Does it make sense? We've got to adjust. We've got to preserve. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Literally, we've got to. Because if we don't, we're going to die. Literally. We've got to change our minds. Just want to hear about your pastor, because I think like that. You get that?
Yes, sir.
So, next to the last thing on communities is, listen, every man is the chief of his own castle. And every brother, sister in the ministry need to be able to speak without repercussion. Somebody said repercussion.
Repercussion. Yes.
Or blowback.
Yes. Very much so.
What the Spirit of God is, that's what?
Liberty.
How are you going to improve on that, man? That's what God said.
Come on.
That's true. And you people, y'all think because I speak the way I think, it ain't that way. It is that way, and the more so. Because we're righteous, we want y'all's righteous way.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Bro, Ryan, you go hunting.
I've been. Listen.
You got one. It's a little rough, though, isn't it? It don't come like everybody thinks.
The rut slowed down.
You did, didn't it? Mm-hmm. They ain't acting no more.
Nothing like they were.
And then we wonder, why in the world, I'm going to speak with them. Why in the world do deer wait to this season for humans to hunt? I'm going to talk naturally and spiritually. I'm going to talk naturally and spiritually. Not just because a buck is an extremely intelligent animal. King pick up on everything. Once that rut happens, that shit go out damn dog. This is like y'all with a lot of women.
Come on,
boy, y'all may want me. Y'all lost all discernment, every damn thing. You don't know. You don't even know when danger is happening. You're done. You smell a little bit. You're finished. You're over with. You're done. See, hey, too many people want to go with me on that one. I told the truth. They don't want to go with me.
Come on.
Israel, all the thing we're trying to do is we're trying to put all of Israel on one mind, one heart, one soul, one spirit. Listen, any funds, I don't give a damn what it is. It could be 500 to half a million. Bring it, run it by me first. At least honor me first. And then I'll determine where it goes from there. Is that good? I think I earned that right.
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Because we good either way. And I'm going to tell you this, what I said in Georgia. Everything has an expiration date. That means there's a lot of shit, the way it's running now, is getting ready to expire. Because I'm getting ready to acquire all of it coming right here. And I'm going to manage it for myself. You know why? Because I can trust me. You know I can trust me? Because I trust y'all.
Hallelujah.
The day you ever begin to adopt me, let me know. Doubt me and let me know. Because I want to be there. Because I am literally that honest. That makes sense. With that,
it's 9:30 already.
What in the hell is it 9:30? Damn. It's 9:30 already. Anybody get none of my slides or nothing? My goodness, we'll save it next time, all right? We just say, hey, bless y'all, sweet, precious, strong, victorious, and mighty, overcoming name, my soon coming king, Yahshua, the Hamashiach, Jesus, the Messiah. See y'all tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Shabbat Shalom. The king is coming. Bless y'all, Israel. Love y'all. Y'all know I'm in on the way.
Cut off
a lot of lost shit. Just tonight, I caught a lot of shit. Matter of fact, I knew tonight I cut off at least $380,000.
Really out, you wish to help you preserve it? How do you see so many of them assholes, man?
Think about that.
Elder Craig has spent $34,000.
Now I'm getting ready to spend $42,000. And we didn't even include the repairs. That's $100,000 easy. Between the two of us. And then the asshole of his wife said, well, I didn't say nothing because I was benefiting. Yeah, hell yeah, I know what that means.
And that's why I agree with you.
But I'll get paid too, so. You getting that right? I'm trying to let everybody know. Straightway, we ain't taking no bribes on nobody. It is what it is. We ain't playing y'all games.
That's cutting off a lot of fears. Saying with a lot of things you said, you tell you get people stuff. You got these meetings, you won't say a damn thing, and then this stuff happened, and you go crying. You had the opportunity to speak. Why didn't you speak up? Say something.
Now, how many times have we seen that teach? They won't say a damn thing. We are literally giving them everything you need to talk.
No, nobody.
As soon as the meeting over with, oh, hey, no way.
Yeah.
No, this week, this meeting is adjourned. We're done. We're going to enjoy a fellowship. Yah has not given us the spirit of
fear,
but a power, love, and a what? Don't give me that shit. It can't be driven by that. It cannot be driven by that. Thank you for tonight. You get it? I'm getting that. I got that damn FBI agent there too. I'm gonna put his ass online tomorrow. Well, next day his ass coming out there. Everybody gonna know special. Hey, yo, you special, all right.
Yes, sir.
You can't talk to everybody like you. Damn sure ain't gonna talk to me like that.
Invite me to your interview. Come on. Y'all seen how Jason Whitlock was?
Yeah.
That's all he can do. Michael, what you think about the broadcast tonight, man?
It was good. He cut me, because I ain't gonna lie. I was one of the ones who cut out when that work was over, because my back was...
Back? My hey, how old are you?
47.
Shit.
You 10 years by...
Hey,
but hey, I'm gonna tell you one thing. Him and Aubrey, they put the work in. They damn so put the work in, though. They did a lot more than a lot of them Israelites. I'm telling you. Mike, did I tell the truth?
Hey, man, that was a good burger. I took notes.
Hey, did we not have a skeleton crew, though?
I thought that was an all-star team out there we all had.
But see, that's because he didn't see those 30, 40 people left before him.
Mm.
So he got there. He's thinking he's doing a reasonable service. You get it? Because, I mean, and I told him, man, we have a lot of people mixed mud, and mud is very important. I told him, I said, man, you and Omri, y'all produce the best mud we've ever had in this. Because the president can't go until the mud goes.
Right?
Did I not say that? I'm telling you, man, they kicked the tracer they took off on those mouth like, you got to be shitting me. Y'all hear me, son? What's the baby? Hey. So, what was offensive tonight?
What was that?
What was offensive tonight?
Nothing. It was all facts.
Well, straight down the middle was more than facts, though. We're dealing personal. We're getting into the culture. See? That lecture, brand new homestead community, they don't get it. That's all right. Beautiful broadcast, though. Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, this line. I'm going to try to be in the bed for 20 minutes, I promise. I'm going to make sure my ass is down bed. You'll be on the road. You ain't got 5 minutes. You just 5 minutes down road. 15? So you're going to stretch it.
Remember, you're going to stretch.
15 minutes. I know that 15 minutes from here to down 52, Highway 52.
Yeah, I hear you.
Right, you still there?
I'm still there.
How y'all let that damn junkie break in this house? And then you thinking he's him and him and you?
No.
What happened?
I heard the bang and I was like,
and then
I heard it again and I was like, okay. And then as soon as I heard it the third time, I was like, this shit's going down. I grabbed my AR, turned around, I had my flashlight on. Like, what the
hell
is going on?
That guy fortunate to be alive.
Yeah, we don't
want to kill him. That's what I'm saying. They don't understand how fortunate he is to be alive.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was Kringle. What? No, for real. Brother, they fortunate that these Israelites have some serious constraints. Because they literally could have went in and now made macaroni and cheese of his ass.
Yeah.
Was he in the house?
Oh, shit, I was out of the bathroom. But see, that's the difference, though, because you got two brothers, and you don't ever know. That's legit, though.
Yeah.
You got one brother, you don't know if he's up doing this, and I'm not doing this. Ryan's like, oh, no, this clang is too damn much right here. Mm-hmm.
Well,
you see what I'm saying?
I turned my flashlight on before I opened the door because I wanted the element of surprise. I got my light on him, and it's like just discerning the situation. Didn't have a weapon. He seemed kind of disoriented, so I was like, all right. He's kind of moving around slow.
See, he's fortunate.
Mm-hmm. It's still on.
Yeah. Don't hear that? He's extremely fortunate to be alive and breathing.
Yeah.
Let the brother slow down enough to be able to catch that.
Right, right.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Shit.
Was he drunk?
Oh, yeah. I'm coming in. All right, bless y'all, Israel. We in here shooting the breeze and stuff. Mother Carol saying, y'all niggas hurry up. Stop me going to bed. Y'all thinking I'm out there tired. Yeah, you ain't gotta go home, but you can't get the hell.
Two words like
that. My grandpa used to get up and say, that light's not doing well.
Appreciate you holding shit down, man.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, shit. I'm starting to feel it, though, man.
Hands hurt, too?
Hands, brain, everything else. This shit hurts, man. Hey, the only thing preserve me, man, youngest shots.